Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The Gulf of Mexico is vast, but sometimes still not big enough for different parties to do their thing. A few weeks ago, we spoke with Dr. Eric Cordes. He is Associate Professor of Biology at Temple University, and we talked to him while he was aboard the submersible Alvin, collecting samples from corals to study the effects of ocean acidification on the deep sea. He says that during this most recent trip, oil drilling rigs made his work much more difficult.
I was really astounded. This was the most energy company activity I've ever seen out there. It seems to have really increased. And that's just a sense, you know, I've been going out in the Gulf of Mexico each year for the past 15 years. And this was the highest level of activity that I've seen the whole time I've been out there.
What does that mean for your research?
Well, so our very first day, we pulled up to the largest coral reef in the northern Gulf of Mexico, and there was a brand new drilling ship less than a mile from the reef, sitting right where we wanted to go. The captain called me up to the bridge, and I went up there, and he said, you know what, we can't go where you want to go. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, look at that. And I said, who's that? I have never seen that before. What's going on here? And we talked to them. We got them on the radio and talked to them for a little while. And the oil rigs can't be less than 2,000 feet from the edge of that border. And anything that they have on the seafloor, this is a floating ship. And so it has anchor chains that go out in all directions to keep it in that spot. And those anchor placements can't be within 500 feet of the edge of this reef. Now, that's a very large anchor holding an oil drilling ship in place 500 feet away from a coral reef, which seems a little close to me. Now, the drilling ship itself has a setback, so we can't get within a mile of it. So they can get within 2,000 feet of the edge of my coral reef, but my ship can't get within a mile of them, which effectively puts a few thousand feet of coral reef off limits to research because they're drilling for oil right next to this reef.
So you couldn't go to a couple of places you wanted to?
Right.
And do you see in your research, do you see any effects of the oil drilling industry and also of oil spills?
We did, you know, anecdotally see a lot of material in the water. We were just downstream from them diving on the reef, and there was a lot of material in the water. And so we took some samples to see if maybe there were some of the metals that you find in drill cuttings that may have been washing onto the reef. And so we don't know that yet, but we're checking that out. But then a lot of my work over the last few years, because I've been diving in these areas for so long, we did get really involved in the work following up the oil spill, and we found now four different coral sites in deep waters around where the oil spill was that have been impacted. And we've now published all that information, and we're doing follow-up studies to watch them in the future.
And what kind of impact do you see on those corals?
At the closest sites, over 50% of the population was covered in this oil material, which actually probably went all the way to the surface, got mixed up with plankton, and fell, rained back down in this sort of oil snow, and hit the corals and stuck to them, and the tissue underneath degraded, and a lot of them have just continued to go downhill since then.
Yeah. Can they survive that?
If the damage is really light, it looks like some of them can survive and recover from it. But if the damage was heavy, if it was over 50% of the colony, they're not recovering.
So they suffocate, or how could we imagine that?
It's just it's the toxicity of the oil on their skin. Their tissues are really, really thin. There's not a whole lot protecting them from the external environment. And so it's actually the toxicity of the hydrocarbons on those tissues that causes the damage.
Dr. Eric Cordes is an associate professor of biology at Temple University. The coral samples he brought back from the Gulf of Mexico are still being tested in the lab, but we'll check back with him in a few weeks to find out what they've learned about ocean acidification.